so it is with the parashas of Bereishis. When you take a look at parashas Chanukah is Yosef, and the whole element, the whole characteristic of Greece was Yafa Lachim Leyefes. Everything is Yosef and Yosef. And Yosef is described as to who Yafei Toyav, Yafei Mara. He was Yosef as well. There's a match between the parasha and the Luach. Interesting, there's a Loshin in the Zohar which brings down that Omar Pinchas, Miyoim Sha'ola Al Daitoi, from the time that Yosef became a thinking person, maybe from 6 or 7, Ad Yoim Moisoi, Lo Posko Mimenu Luach HaKodesh. So you must always combine the Yofi of Yovan, which is Chitzonius, and the tremendous Pnimius of the Kedusha of the Yofi of Yosef. He was Yofi of Eitara, but inside there was the Kedusha there behind you. And therefore you see the match. When we come to Purim, always it's Pashas Truma and Tzaveh, the Shochanti Besoichon, the Mesiyos Nefesh, which Klal Yisrael had for building the Mishkan. Similarly, Esther had in the Mesiyos Nefesh, for Kladisrael, Nafshi Bishayelosi, Ba'amni Bevakoshosi. She created a Mishkan, even in a place of a palace like Achashverosh. So you see that there's a connection here. There's a connection from the Parsha very often to what's happening in the Luach. Jump a little bit to Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, for example, we always are into the Parsha of Shemini, which is the Parshas of Kedusha, Al-Tishaktu. You're so careful about every single morsel of food which you put in your mouth. Similarly, Pesach is like that. Al-Tishaktus Nafshal Seichem. Hibchanti Bein Tipa Shal Mitzi. Everything counts. Every speck which you put in your mouth counts. That's the dinin of the dichonus of the strictness which we're so careful about when it comes to Pesach. Come on to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is always Pashas Devorim. Eicho Echso Lavadi, which is the Toichacha, which is Pashas Devorim. And then the Shiva D'Nechemta. Shiva D'Nechemta always takes us into Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the comfort, the Musa of Sefer Devorim, which is Elul, which is a tremendous Musa of Sefer Mishnah Torah. And then you come into Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzovim Hayom Kulechem. You see it. You see the parasha very often fits to the Luach. And in Maladaber, I Simchus Torah, Zois HaBrocha, Simchus Torah, Zois HaBrocha. And therefore, we can make something like a correlation often between the parashas that we're laying and the time that is going on in the Luach. Lanias Daiti, perhaps, there is a very strong connection to the parashas before Matan Torah. And maybe we can say something like, there are 9 in 1. 9 parashas all create the big picture of where we're going to in the Luach at the moment. Let's go back a second to the snare. At the snare, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the following question, which was a remarkable question. Shall I really take them out of Mitzrayim? What sort of question was that? What is that question? I remember hearing in Ha'anof, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking was, leave them in Auschwitz. Those were his words. It's a shocking thing to say. I remember I went up to him afterwards and said, what do you mean leave them in Auschwitz? What do you mean? Of course take them out of Mitzrayim. What was Moshe Rabbeinu asking there? And the Rosh Hashiva answered like this. We don't need to take them out of Mitzrayim in order to make a new airline, or a new flag, or a new passport, or a new football team, or a new government. We don't need it. What are you taking them out for? And then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, no, Dover God of Yeshli Al Hoitzorzi. I have a master plan. My plan in taking them out of Mitzrayim is much, much deeper than just creating a nation. I'm not just there to create a nation. I'm there to create a people, a unique nation. I'm bringing them back to Sinai. And therefore, the creation of Klal Yisrael at the snare was really on the basis, as we see in Parshas Yisro, of a definition of a nation who are. Mamleches Koyanim explains the Netziv that refers to Bein Adam Lachaveiroi. Goy Kodosh is Bein Adam Lamokon and Am Segula. Let me explain to you what is supposed to be the identity of Klal Yisrael. Mamleches Koyanim, the word Koyanim in that context doesn't mean Koyanim, we're not all Koyanim, we're living in Israel. But the meaning of Koyanim, says the Netziv, is B'nai Efrat, cultured people, people who have a certain refinement about them, a certain adinut, Bein Adam Lachaveiroi. A Koyanim in that context means an elegance, an enchantment, something which is special in their behavior, refinement. Goy Kodosh is Bein Adam Lamokoyim, an Am Segula. Says in the Tziv, it means l'sagel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to treasure, to cherish the relationship between Adam and Mokoyim. That's the nature of Kali Yisrael. Kali Yisrael are made for the purposes of Kedusha, a very high level. We're made with a very purposeful element behind it. We are supposed to be an Am Segula, Asher Bo Chabon Mikol HaAmim. And therefore, I would like to suggest, Anias Daiti, that these parshas, which we're going through, all have in them a common thread. And the common thread is on this theme of creating a nation from Parsha Shemini until Matan Torah of Kovod. They all have this general, the big picture. Very often you just see the small picture. You see each parasha, for example, Tazir Mitzvah, Dibur. You see, for example, Shemini is food. But if you can take all these nine parashas and put them into one, you'll come out with a common theme, the big picture of what Klal Yisrael is meant to be, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant at the snare. Dovo Godov Yesh Li Hotzoza. I'm out to make a nation who are Ma'od Mechubad. Mechubad and special. And that's when we get to Sinai, we are chosen for that. And that's the reason why we're chosen. That's what we say every morning. Asher Boch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim. The element of Klal Yisrael is covered. And I'm suggesting that all these parshas which we're going to go through, we'll see in a second, from Shemini all the way until Bamidbar, which is always El Shur, having then this theme of Kovod. What is Kovod? How would you define Kovod? I remember in a Maimah of Rav Volber, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the Mir, he explained that Kovod is the only measuring scale you use for Ruchnius. Gashmius is always measured by three aspects, he said, by money, by time, and by comfort. He explained, or let me explain, maybe in my own words. You decide on doing something in a materialistic society as to how much it costs. Now, if it's worth buying the house, it's not worth buying the house. If it's worth buying the car or not buying the car. Materialism is measured, the first measuring scale is always money. How much does it cost? Financially, the financial concern. Whether to do something or not to do something, buy a house or not. The second aspect is time. Time is money. Time is money. In other words, do I spend my time doing A or doing B? And you decide, is it worth it for me or not? Time is precious. Time is money. And that's a very important measuring scale on the time scale. I remember once when I had to go, I was staying in Lakewood with my son, and I had to be in New York very early in the morning. So I went to Davin in Landau in Gratbush early in the morning, and I had to leave like Lakewood about 5 o'clock in the morning. I was amazed. You get on the Garden State Parkway, it was packed, like it was rush hour in London, in the West End of London. It was incredible. There's hardly room on the highway for it. Everybody's rushing to work. What? Because time is money. In America, it's dollars. And early in the morning, you make money. And time is money. And that's a concept. And finally, is comfort, said Rav Volber. You measure gashmius by comfort. I don't need to have this comfort. I need to have that comfort. Whatever it is. Those are the elements of how you decide something. When it comes to Ruchnius, there's only one. Kovod Shabbos, Kovod Avias, Kovod HaTorah. The claim is that, the Volber explained, when it comes to something to do with Ruchnius, is always the level of how much Kovod you give to the person. Just a mice, I think I mentioned it previously, when I was a child, I was at 9 or 10, and we had in our school a collection for children who were incapacitated. So in England they call it spastic children, children of disabled needs, children who needed special attention. And we were given a tzedakah box, and I went round by my house, a few people to try and raise some money, a little boy of 9 or 10, I remember. And behind my house were some very big houses. And I went down and knocked on the door, and there was no mezuzah on the door, and I asked them at a very big house. And I turned around and said, you know, our school is making collection for children who are disabled. And before I could even finish the sentence, the man barked at me and said, disabled children are very expensive. Kill them off. I'm staggered. Kill them off. Kill them off. And he closed the door. I went home crying to my mother. How can you decide on a child by money? A child is not decided by money. The child is decided upon by his nefesh, his kovod, the kovod of Tzelem Elokim. I was broken by it. I remember. And that's the way we decide things. We measure things according to kovod. And kovod is the measuring scale that we use. Physically, we're exactly the same as Goyim. I mean, isn't that what Shylock said? You know, a pound of flesh by us is the same as a pound of flesh by a Goy. It makes no difference. But our standards are different. I remember reading in Rav Volber, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, He writes in Ali Shul the following comment. Kovod are actions in Chitzonius which reflect something very powerful in Pnimius. Kovod. Kovod means you do something a certain way, or you regard and react to something in a certain aspect, but because there's something of Pnimius inside. For example, the way you eat with cover, you don't just shovel the food in, you make a bracha first, and you eat slowly, or you eat with a certain respect. You don't just grab the food with your fingers and push it in the mouth. It's covered, because food is mazon, is mazon gashmi, but you need it to keep going. Make kiddush tonight, in it's Hashem. You hold the kosher up with cover, and you're making the mekadesh shabbos. And that's a beautiful, you're using wine, and you're malik it. Through your external behavior, through your chitzonius, you show that there's something serious inside. When you hold the chalas tonight, you hold them with great favor and great chen. It's a mitzvah. Chalas, shtei chalas, is lechem mishnah. And you make the bracha. It's chitzonius, but it shows there's something serious inside. Isn't it the same? I was thinking with dress as well. What does it mean by dressing the tzinua? For a man and a woman, it means that I have a guf. I have a guf with an neshama in it, and therefore I must cover it in an appropriate way. It's Chitzonius, which shows itself in a certain way, because you know the Pnimius. How do you treat somebody when you meet somebody in the street? You give them a smile, give them a shama, because you say that's a covered abrius. There's somebody there. There's a Pnimius there, which you're recognizing. And that's what covered is. You have a very different level of arachim, of measurement. You measure something quite different from the way Goyim measure things. Goyim measure things according to money, according to time, according to how much I can get out of the person. It's quite a different measuring scale. And therefore, when we come to these parshas, which we're going to have a look in a minute, you'll see, I hope, you'll come out with something like the classification or the different categories of kavod, which lead us up to become ro'oi l'kabel es ha'Torah by Sinai. And that's what I wanted to do, to show you these different aspects of it. In the end, it's all kavod shamayim. Let me just show you a beautiful point that we say, for example, that we're saying in Hallel during Pesach, these psukim, and just look at these psukim here, which we say. We say, the Tesis Omen Mitzrayim Be'am Lo'ez, and those beautiful psukim. And then after we've gone through the greatness of Kaut HaHoki HaTzagam Moyim, and then we turn around and say, Lo'i Lonu, Ze Lo'i Anachnu, Ve'lo'i Lonu Hashem Lonu, Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kovod Al'chaz B'chaz B'chaz B'chaz. Everything which I have and everything which is wonderful for me, it's for you. Kavod Shamayim. Ten Kavod Al Chavtocha Al Amitecha. For you, Hashem. And a Jew represents Kavod Shamayim. And that's the Kiddush Hashem. His aim in his mind is Kavod Shamayim. And that's the difference between a Goy and a non-Jew. And that's what these parshas will show us. I'm here in the world to bring Kavod Shamayim. My davening, my behavior, my learning Torah, my relationship with my family, it's Kavod Shamayim. And that's the essence of it. Let's start then. Let's start with Parsha Shemini. And I wanted to go through different parshas to show you what I wanted to bring out, what we're referring to here. Take Parsha Shemini, first of all. And I want to show you different levels of Kavod. In the beginning in Parsha Shemini, when Nadav and Avihu died because of Esh Zorah, look at this little limit in Kavod. By Yomer Moshe El Aaron, who Hashem Dibei Hashem, and Nadav and Avihu were killed, Bikurei by Hakadosh, Baal Pnei Kol Ha'om Ekoveid. Two people, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, will show his covered, Moshe tells Aaron. By Yidom Aaron, Aaron was quiet. What was the silence of Aaron? Kavod Shamayim. That he realized that this is a punishment from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, this is not me, this is Kavod Shamayim. And therefore his silence was acquiescence to Kavod Shamayim. The aspect of kavod, when something happens in life, maybe it's puzzling, and it's maybe painful, or very dreadful, but Vayidam Aaron, behind Vayidam Aaron is the kavod shamayim there. He had Yosh Shamayim, and that's what he was showing there. His silence in the time of great tzar was an acquiescence in showing that I recognize something called kavod shamayim. Take a little bit further in Parsha Shemini, when we come to all the different parshas of the food. And we're told to be careful of what we eat. And Parshas Shemini comes out. Let's have a look. And Parshas, let me show you the psukim here. Pasuk says, be careful of what al tishakses nafsha seichem. Be careful not to eat these foods. What you put in your mouth, you have to be careful. You can't put anything in your mouth. Be careful of the creepy crawlies, you can't eat them. The Gemara in Baba Metzia asks a question. Let me read out the Gemara to you. What does it mean here, the Mala? The Mala Esther. The Gemara in Baba Metzia brings out that Samach Aleph on the day, the following conversation between that Omar Rab Hanina Misur de Foras, the Ravina. He asked, Rab Hanina asked Ravina, Yetzias Misayim Bistiv Rachmana, the Gabi Shirotzim. When it says in by not to eat Shirotzim, by Yetzias Misayim, I shall say Yetzias Misayim, Lomali, why does it say Yetzias Misayim there? Omale HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Hu Shef Hanfi. I decided that in Tipa Shal Bechor, the Tipa Sha'ina Shal Bechor, I could tell the difference between somebody who was a Bechor, a Zera which wasn't Bechor, which wasn't, and Yossi before, and I will punish in the future dogim, a person who takes trefin fish and mixes it with kosher fish and sells them. I know the difference between them. And to which Ravina answered back and said, no, amale, ana hamale. Excuse me, my phone is here. No, ana hamale kosher. I didn't ask you about that. Ravina said to Ravina, I was asking you, why does it say the word male? Hamale explains the beautiful Gemara. My Shema Hocha, why does it say when it comes to Shkotim and Ramotim, the Loshen of Mala? Because of Rachmana, that the time of the Beir of Yishor, the time of the Beir of Yishma, Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imari Lo HaLeitah, the time of Yitzrayim, Ela Bishvil Dova Zeh, She'ein Metanim Bishrotim. I only reason I brought you out of Yitzrayim, that you don't eat crabs and lobsters and these Shrotim. Dai Omele Umi Nafish Agwayu, he asked him, is there a greater reward for me? Me ribis and tzitzis, because it also says by ribis and tzitzis and mishkolas also you see as mitzrayim. Amale apagav deloy nafish agrayot. No, there's no greater reward. Or tfei nias say lemichlinu. It's nias to eat these things. It's nias to eat crab. It's not a mila. If a person is a Yehudi, he has a certain cover behind him. You shouldn't eat these foods because you're Yehudi with a tzelem elokim and a shama, a different shama, and therefore the meaning of hamale is, when it comes to food, you're made differently, your neshama is differently, you have a different sensitivity to kedusha. And that's the meaning of what it says, hamale. You're different. And therefore, the limud of shemini is the silence of Aaron, the acquiescence of Kavod Shemayim, one aspect of Kavod. And the second is personal hygiene and personal kedusha and behavior. It's a mala, since a person is a Yehudi, as a telem and a kin, it's not fitting for him to eat these sorts of foods. Let's move on to Kaziah and Metzayah. Really, it's all one theme there. The Koyach HaDibur. By a goy can say what he wants, and slander who he wants, and put on tweet what he wants, and disparage people who he wants. It doesn't matter what it says by a goy. He goes from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Oh, but the lesson of the Metzayah, is what we said last week, is a frightening lesson. It's not true. When we come to Goy Men Somer Chai Medaber, the whole beauty of a person is a Koyach HaDibur, and when it's used in the right context, that's a great cover for a person. A person used by Manfonim Mikol HaLashoyna. The cover which a person has in how he speaks and what he says is a tremendous mila for it. And therefore, Parshas Kaziah Metzayah is showing an element of cover in speech. How to talk to people. How to respect people. How to be careful of the person's cover. For example, we find by the creation of the world, the pasuk says, "Ayam chesed yibane." Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the chesed. And the person who comes along and disparages somebody else with lashon hara, he's a mazik, and that's why lashon hara is so bad. Lashon hara is a killer because you're negating the whole purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to be mated to somebody, and if you talk lashon hara, you're a mazik against somebody. You're hurting somebody. You're sending a missile to him, and therefore the kavod in Kaziah and Metzayah is a covet of speech which you have to be mindful about. It's that bad. That's why Lashon Hara is so bad. Take Parshas Achrei Mois. Each one I want to take a different theme. Shmini is the covet Shemaim of Aaron and the food. Kaziah and Metzayah is the covet behind speech. Parshas Achrei Mois is the Avodah, the Yoim is Kodesh. The Yoim has tremendous covet. We stand on Yom Kippur at Akrei Mois, and the Avodah of Yom Kippur is a tremendous cover. You look like a malach, you behave like a malach, and you stand with great hachnor, you bow down, and you ask Selicha Mechila L'chapora. It's great cover for a person to stand in front of the Bayi Olam and ask for forgiveness. Or Shamru Bogadnu. There's a cover behind the Avodah, which is very great. The Mokam Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol going inside, and the greatness of the Kohen Gadol. Od Ma'od Mechubad. That's the level of cover there. Later on in Parshas Achrei Mois, we have the Parsha of Arayas. What does this tell you here? What is the Parsha of, what aspect of cover do you see in Parshas Achrei Mois? What's the level of cover here? Let me show you something in Achrei Mois, which I find is so important here. In Achrei Mois, Per Yilches, one second. Per Yilches. Be careful of the Maisa of Arayas. What's the pious? What's the life of a Jew who keeps laws of morality? I think it's quite simply like this. The act of Arayas is an act of a behemoth. What Goyim have done with the act of Arayas, they've turned the whole act of creation into something which is nias, which is immoral, which is, has no strength to it, no kedusha to it at all. When we keep dinim of Taras HaMishpacha and our relationships with Arayas, with morality, we're bringing great levels of kavod into the marriage. The marriage acts on different principles. When you have Taras HaMishpacha, the kavod which is due, for example, to a wife. A wife is not just an object, a shifter. A wife is a person who holds great kavod for a particular person. In other words, the wife represents not just somebody to create children with, but there's an element of kavod there, and that's the basis of it. Let me read out to you the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam explains at the end of Perek Tet Vav. More than himself. He must show more kavod. But I have a kavufa and love his wife like himself. In spend money for her benefit. But lo yakil aleha ema yaseira. And don't put on a wife extra fear. But yet dibur ima benachas talk to her. Benachas. Below your actor, below your rogue, it's not a bad temper. What have you learned from this? She's not a shifter. A wife is a tremendously powerful person in kavod. It's a zivug for a person, to live with. And the respect which a person has to have is much, much greater than just an object of desire. And that's the difference here. I want to show you something which I saw in that Bolder brings out about how a person is supposed to relate to his wife. It's a beautiful comment of the Chazon Ish. Look at this beautiful comment. He's talking to a couple who, in the first year of marriage, and the Chazon Ish, the Bolder brings, if you want to look at Ali Shur page Reish Lamed, in the second volume of Ali Shur, he brings as follows. Lefomim, says the Chazon Ish, Hayyachusus the Kovar the Harodah Derer, Marathi Solon Kiyuch. Sometimes when a couple, when a wife and a husband behave with great honor to each other, there's a lack of warmth. It's too much kavod. If the wife is too much fearful, if she has too much respect for her husband, there's not enough warmth there. The tzorich is yaches v'yichus yosef kavod. You must bring into the relationship much more warmth. Asher yichus mechubad la'yimotze b'omokem. If you're only thinking of kavod to each other, it's not enough in a marriage to make it work. The kavod is one aspect, but that's not the ikon. Or b'dichus hadas. It means good humor, hilarity. It's more beloved it's more important to have the humor and the good mood and the jokes or the smiles than it is to have the chavod and the kavod. Such a powerful thought, I thought. Sometimes like a wife may respect her husband very much, but that's not really the making of it. The warmth and the humor and the simcha is very important. Person must make great efforts to open Yosef and the Kuhl to make the marriage warmer and more devoted and loving. Yichus Yad Yamin Snail. The Yamin more than the snail. They got to have covered. You myself will spring it out, the warmth. As much as there's cover between a husband and wife, which we just saw in the Rambam, but the Chazanish goes further than that. And that's an incredible pellet, incredible balance. You get it right between the covered and the humor and the simcha and the joy together and the simcha and the yachad together. I think that's really the basis of the Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is not just the covered. Covered is crucial. It says, I have a good yourself, and love the wife like yourself. It's more uplifting than just the respect. It's also the warmth and the love which goes between the marriage. It's according to that, the Ochon of the Chazanish, ha'udichos hadas, which means good humor. Yoisa ohov, it's more beloved to a wife than the cover. You show the good humor, that's also a very important aspect. So, it's quite different from with goyim. Maybe goyim, there is a certain aspect of humor when couples get together. But by us, there's the background of kavod and the warmth and the humor which is together. Just to the point, I remember once reading somewhere that when a husband and a wife are together, it has the kedusha of kol nidre, Roshan Zayan. The husband and wife come together. That act together has such tremendous kedusha to it, like kol nidre, that kedusha to it. So behind the honor, behind the desire, is also the great atmosphere of kavod, which husband and wife show to each other. And that, I think, is behind the elements of Achrei Mois. Achrei Mois is the day of Kavod, and also the behavior in the Dinim of Arayos. Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, is Ki Kodosh Oni. What's the Lashon of Kodosh? In itself, Kedusha means Hafwasha. Hafwasha, separated. So a person is more Mechubad, according to Rashi, when he's careful of Arayos. Remember, according to the Ramban, Kedusha is being mafrish yourself by something which is mutter to you, which you're allowed to do. You don't drink without limit. You don't eat without limit. You don't, not together with your wife without limit. And it has to have, hafresh atzmach of the mashem mutter, says the Rambam. And that's mechubad. And that's the element of kedusha which we see. Parshas Baha'ema, which is this week's parasha, is all the level of the kedusha, the kavod of the kohenim. Who are kohenim? Kohenim are mashal say Hashem, shluchot rabbonon. And therefore, they can't marry a halala, a zayna, a grusha. The status of a kohen is very, very high. They're mechubad. And that is the lesson which we're coming out here with the lesson which comes out from the parashas of Emma. How one relates to kohanim. Kohanim are not normal people. Look, I'm just thinking to myself, the parasha in Metzora, when a person has to go and find a kohen. A kohen is not a doctor. But the words of the Kohen are precious to tell a Mitzvah whether he can come back or not. Sifsei Kohen Yishmu Das, the Torah Yavakshu Miticha. The Sifsei Kohen, from the lips of the Kohen, comes Das, meaning the Talmid HaChachamim, but also the ability to say if a Mitzvah is Tohar or Tomei. The Kohen himself has great status, and has to be Mechabed a Kohen as well. And that's Parshas Emma. The whole Parsha is based on that, on the Moadim as well. Each Yom Tov is different from the Chubad for the day. I'm just going through the parashas. Parashas Bahar shows a different aspect of Kavod. Kavod of Eretz Yisrael, Kili Kol Ha'oretz. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is the Kavod of Eretz Yisrael. You can't buy the land in perpetuity. You can't buy it forever. There's no such thing. We're all leaseholders here. Look at Parashas Bahar. Just looking at the parasha before. The Horetz Lo Simochel and Tzmitzus. You can never buy the land in Eretz Yisrael forever. Kili ha'aretz, ki gerim the toshavim atemimadi. You are like a ger. You are leaseholder in the land. It's not yours. Uvachol eretz achuz asem gula titnu la'aretz because of shmita and yoga. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. So there's extra cover for Eretz Yisrael. That Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bechukosai is the whole element of when a person looks to see something that happens in one's life, which is a tochacha, which is an aspect of mikre. When a person turns around and says, "In teilechu imi keri v'lo yisayvu lishmo alid yosapi aleichem makra sheba tachat yisayvim." Yishlach lichayas. The whole basis of the teilechu is how you look at something which happens from Shemayim. What's your mindset when you see something that happens? If you say it's just a kara, it's a mikra, it's a coincidence, that's the lack of kavod Shemayim. You don't see something in its real life. And that's the basis for the whole of the teilechu. Looking at something with eyes of hashgacha pratis, rather than just looking at something to see what happened as it happens chance. That's the purpose behind the Tochacha. Last parasha is the Hashivas of each person, meaning the covered for each individual. There's a Lashon in the Gaon. The Gaon brings out when people came to be numbered in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, each person has tremendous kavod in front of him. This is the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Each person is numbered according to his skull, according to who he is. And the Gaon says on that, what do you mean you're numbered? When you come in front of Moshe, they were numbered, the Mishpachai Sam, the Beisai Sam, the Gugarai Sam, Hainu, Shleimim B'Kuran. Moshe checked to see if you're suitable. Each person came in the census, and Moshe looked into your neshama and saw, are you suitable to be in Kal Yisrael? Are you fitting as an individual? Each individual in Kal Yisrael has a chashivas to it. You can't dismiss anybody. Everybody counts. Each number of the 600,000 is an individual with his own independent importance and significance in Kal Yisrael. You hear that? Be numbered by Moshe Rabbeinu. You came in front of Moshe and he looked into your neshama and he checked out your neshama in Shemayim. That's the meaning of the pasuk says, La'odah malchei leiv umei Hashem mane eloshim. The Gaon says in Mishlei, they came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked at your person and he saw your neshama, you are malchei leiv umei Hashem mane eloshim. And the Navi would see if you are checked into your neshama and doing the right thing. If so, you're numbered. And if not, then you're not in the number. Frightening thought. Each person has to come with his Sefer HaYuchsin and show where he's connected to the family and his family and his family background, the Yichud. And therefore, and that's the basis of Tanisha. Each individual counts. So we see a little bit categoric like the list, but it's important to appreciate this. When we come to Matan Torah, when we come to be an Am Segula and the Mamleches Koyanim, you must see the big picture, not just the individual parashas. Parashas Shemini is the Kavod Shemaim of Aaron and the food that you put in your mouth. That's the Shaksu, be careful. The Ma'ale of eating kosher food is a Ma'ale. It's a dignity. It's a refinement of the Tzad Yisrael. Parashas Tazir Metzayah is speech. And speech is crucial. It shows the Kavod, how a person addresses somebody. Parashas Achrei Mois is the Avodah of the day. There's a day of tremendous Kavod. The Kavod which is given to a Kohen Gadol. A tremendous Kavod. I remember reading once, there's a medrash brings out that the Rome sent two vassals, two like officers, to come and see what happens in the Beis HaMikdash on the 14th of Nisan, on the Korban Pesach. And they arrived there, and I think the Ibis brings it out in the Matzah, that they saw the Kohen Gadol, and when they saw the Kohen Gadol, they immediately were Megayer. I think two came and another two came. And they kept on sending different legions, and every time they took one look at the Kohen Gadol, the Kavod and Tiferes of the Kohen Gadol was so great, they were Megaya, and you see persons with the Choshen and the Me'il and the Mitznefes on his head. You see a person like that, tremendous Kavod of the Kohen Gadol. Imagine if a child is taken up, he sees the Kohen Gadol, and you can see him every day in the Beis HaMikdash, when he gives the Chavitim, the incense which he brings every day, and the Lechem Afanim, the Pamelechem. He brings the Chavitim every day, the Korban of the Kohen Gadol. Tremendous Kavod which is shown to a Kohen. Parshas Kedoshim is the Hafrosha, which leads to great refinement and Kavod. Parshas Emma is the Kavod of Kohenim themselves. They're not normal people, they're aristocracy. Kohenim are higher level. There's lower level and upper level. Upper level aristocracy, Shluchei Rabbanan. And that's the Kavod which is needed. If you're going through a door, the Kohen goes first. A Kohen receives first. A Kohen is always given first. That's the cover. The claim midah for ruchnis is always covered. Parshas Bahar, Eretz Yisrael has a cover to itself. You have to be careful. I remember reading about Rav Elia. Rav Elia Lapian was always very careful. If he had any phlegm in his mouth, he would never ever just spit out an Eretz Yisrael because of Yusha Eretz Yisrael. He put it in a napkin first. He couldn't put it because of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Be careful with the land. Parshas Bukhukhoisai is how you look at things. It was a cover of Shamayim. And Parshas Bamidbar is the Kedusha of every individual. I think if we can tie it all up, we can maybe take one particular Maaser, which I think brings it all together. And that is that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who all died between Pesach and Atzeret, Shelo Nagu Kovod Zevazeh, is the greatest representation of this. Since when is a person Chayav Misa for not showing kavod. Shelo nagu kavod zebozer. The person is not chayav nisa for that. What does it mean that they all die? Shelo nagu kavod zebozer. And then Rabbi Akiva went down south and started again. What does it mean? It means that these Talmidim who are going to carry on the Torah from Rabbi Akiva, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi and Zakenim to Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva is passing it on to the next door. We see from this that they were door in transmission. If they didn't have kovod zebozer, these 24,000 Talmidim, you can say such a thing, they're great Talmidim, Chachamim, but it was missing. It was missing the Klei Midah. Shelo nagu kovod zebozer. No one died in Adar. No one died in Av. It was only between this period. And that's the parshas which we have. All the parshas are showing different aspects of kovod. And then Rabbi Akiva went down south and started again with five new Talmidim. All because of kovod. How a person, my point is, a person stands in tefillah. How he holds himself in tefillah. Mechubad. How a person davened, how a person benches. All these, a little bit of Musa today, if you'll excuse me, but it's all showing the same thing. It's all the aspect of how a person trains himself and the entrance rather, into Matan Torah. That's what Moshe had asked from the beginning. The Chiyotias B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim, should I take them out of Mitzrayim? What's the purpose of it? And the Kodesh Baruch said, Dover Godel. What was the Dover Godel? Dover Godel was Mamlechus Kohen in the Goy Kodesh, a refinement. The Nei Efrat and Goy Kodesh and Am Segud and the Kol Amin shows how great Klal Yisrael are Mechubad. And therefore, that's the Klei Midah which is needed in order to recover the Torah, and that's why Pashtos, these Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during this period. They were missing the vital element, the vital fiber. The fiber of Torah, of Ruchnias, is covered. The person comes to learn Torah. The person listens to the Chavusa, and how you relate to the Chavusa, the cover which you show to the Chavusa. It's all the element of covering. Pashtos, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were missing this. Shelo nagu kavod zebozer. They say that's the reason why it says 12,000 pairs, not 24,000. 12,000 pairs is to show you there was something hagum, there was something detrimental in the relationship they not a machaveva. That's the message I think we have to take out here from the parasha. These are the points which I like to bring out, and I think this is the theme which we should go from the parasha in this Hashem. These nine parashas, they're nine in one. If you take the big picture of all these parashas, then you have a certain theme which you can go into it in the Mitzvah, Math, and Torah. Okay. Shkoch. 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 Shkoch.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good
Shabbos. Good to see you all.
Thank you.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you again, Yosef. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach.